right now I am still telling you about such problem, how it is set up in through the Navajo Reservation. These are set up by some of our good educator boys, men that came back from different high schools. And I like to say that we are very thankful to have such a problem in throughout our Navajo Reservation. I am trying to tell you about all such problem that has came up through the ONEO office in the past 3 years. It started about 1966, and it has been going on 3 years. In the past 3 years, the ONEO has done a great deal for us through the Navajo country. And most of us that has a very well understanding of what the ONEO is doing, we sure are appreciate for what has been done for us in the past year. And so I do hope that most of you people are the same as I think. And we are still continue on with our program, which has been working among through our country. And like I say, that the ONEO has done a great deal for us. I think the housing project and the carpenter work problem in the building, which they have done for us, is known as a very good things that has been ever done for the past year. For many years, the people has never has discussed things like that before, because in a way what most of us think that we have a better way of living today. We have good houses and on the floor we have places we have cement floors, and they have lumber floors. There are quite a number of good things that we are now have, which we appreciate by the way of good living. At the same time, most of our younger generation has a very good education, which they are now living in. And it's a problem that we now are going to discuss about. And I do hope you have a very well understanding of what I am talking and telling you about on such problem. So as I say that this treatise that we are now going to discuss about came out of Winra. And these men that we are going to place for treatise is going to learn about carpenter. Later on in the coming future, they will work for themselves because they have learned how to do carpenter work and mason work. And that is why we are training such people to learn to be a carpenter and to learn to be a good mason. So, I think I have told you enough about the treatise, how it came up to pass. So now I am going to let you discuss about which man is going to be the treatise. The man that we have had in these jobs, they've been on for at least 3 months already. And I want to give a chance to the trainees, the leader of the trainer, to say a few words and see what he has to say. The new trainees that we have is Mr. Leonard Natanaba. Natanaba is Indian language. It's a name at this name that during the time of war. Not Anapa is what the Navajo call is a warrior. His father was named as a warrior, so that is his last name today, not Kanapa. So he is the trainee's leader. He trained the boys to do good carpenter work. And now we will give him a chance to say his say. And we will ask question how it would go about Mr. Natanapa is now to give a chance. And I thank you all for what I have told you, and you've been listening well, and so I will have another chance later on. Here is Mr. Napa to tell you. The people of the argument and the people in the community, the leader members and the visitors and the chapter officer, vice chairman, secretary, I thank you for giving me a little chance to talk and tell you about the details, how things are running with me in the trainees program. During the time of 1970s, 1966, the ONUO has started to be a member of a program which was going to be set up in each district in the Navajo Reservation. There are about five agents that was set up to be called as a ONUO headquarters. First, a real headquarters is at at 45 Arizona. That is the ONUO headquarters. And outside reservation, we have Crown Point, New Mexico, which is the Eastern Navajo Agency. And there is another in the northern part of the country, which was called Shiprock, New Mexico. And there is another one at Tuba City area. And there is another at Lukkachuka. So this is where the ONUO headquarters are set up in each country. Now we will discuss about the changes. In the later days that I was being appointed as a trainee at the Nas Chiti area. Nas Chiti is about around 50 miles north of Fort Defiance, Arizona. Nas Chiti is in New Mexico. It is set outside the Arizona border. I was born at Nas Chiti area and raised there. And my father has passed away